Well, I keep on thinking, like, a lot of these guys are college athletes. They've been going through a lot of bull BS, this past year. But then, like, I'm thinking, like, this is my job. This is what I'm doing. I'm better prepared than anyone else here. I don't work. I just wrestle. I think about wrestling and try to better myself every day. So I take pride in that. And I know that too,
Lujan has been wrestling a lot lately, which is great for those of us who really enjoy watching him compete. Early October, he took seventh at the U.S. Senior National Championships in Coralville, brand new Extreme Arena. A few weeks after that, he crashed the party at Flow Wrestling's 195-pound 8-man bracket challenge thing. He beat both Gabe Dean and Keith Gavin to reach the finals and pocket 10 grand that weekend. And then this past weekend, Lujan stormed to first place at the U23 Men's Freestyle National Championships, went 5-0 and outscored his opponents 54-7. To win at 86 kilograms, about 189 pounds. Over the last month and some change, I have Lujan's overall record at 12-3. So that's 5-2 at Senior National Championships, 2-1 at the Flow thing, and then 5-0 this weekend. Safe to say, he's getting the hang of this freestyle thing, which is really good for the Panther Wrestling Club, really good for the Northern Iowa program, and to be quite honest, just really good wrestling as a whole. So excellent stuff out of him lately. We're going to dive a little bit more into that on today's podcast. Hey, what's up? Hello, everybody, and welcome to In the Room, a wrestling podcast from the Des Moines Register. I'm Cody Goodwin, the Register's wrestling writer, and I am glad you're here. It's Tuesday, November 17th, and we've got a weekend freestyle here for you guys. Pretty busy wrestling weekend with the U23 and UWW Junior Freestyle and Greco National Championships going down in Omaha. We saw wrestlers from Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, plus Grandview, Wartburg, Loras, women's freestylers, and countless other Iowa natives from elsewhere, all competing, some of them for the first time in a long time. And the short version was that it was a really, really good weekend for wrestlers from Iowa. By my count, we had 9 national champs. Wrestlers with Iowa ties from national champs won national titles this weekend. 11 others won or got to the national finals at their respective weights in their respective divisions. You had 15 more top 5 finishes, and so that made for about 49 total All-Americans. Pretty good weekend, right? The caveat here, of course, is that there were 6 total tournaments going on. So you had men's freestyle, women's freestyle, and Greco-Roman at both the junior and U23 levels. But the quick math says 49 All-Americans out of 480 total All-American spots, about 10% of the podium finishes, which sounds pretty good. The national 9 national champs were out of 60 total, about 15%, also pretty good. 20 total finalists out of the 120 that got to the finals or finished 1-2, about 17%, which, again, pretty good. So the weekend overall, you guys guessed it, pretty good. As per usual, we'll run through each tournament, give the highlights, some quick thoughts, some of the big things and what it might mean moving forward. We're going to start with freestyle, U23, and the junior results. Then we'll get into the women's freestyle and hit Greco on the home stretch. We got some interviews sprinkled in throughout, so you guys can hear from some of the champs. Like I said, 9, quite a bit. So always awesome to see some Iowa wrestlers do well at tournaments like this. But hey, starting with U23, that's where we had the most college guys, and it maybe revealed a little bit more than the junior tournament did. A lot of wrestlers, I think 17 total All-Americans by my count from Iowa in the U23 men's freestyle tournament. That includes 3 champs. We talked about Lujan winning at 86 kilograms. Tanner Sloan, originally from Alburnett, who's now at South Dakota State, he won at 97 kilos. That's about 213 pounds. And then Iowa State's own Ramazan Adesayov, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, he won at 57 kilos, 125 pounds. Let's start with Ramazan's performance. Dude was an absolute killer over the weekend, 5-0, and here's who he beat along the way to win at 57 kilos. Rutgers' Nicholas Aguilar, NCAA qualifier at 125 this past year. He won that one 10-0. Then he beat Princeton's Pat Glory. We all know how good he is, All-American. He rallied, actually, Ramazan did, from 5-2 to win that one 6-6 on criteria. Then in the semifinals, he beat Michigan State's Ravon Foley, another All-American. He scored with 3 seconds left to win that one 5-4. And then in the finals, he beat former Cyclone Danny Vega, who's now at South Dakota State. He pinned Danny Vega in the finals. He was down 6-0 early, scored a flurry of points in less than a minute to lead 8-6 at the time of the fall. So if not for Taylor Lujan's performance, he had a pretty strong case to be the U23 Men's Freestyle Outstanding Wrestler. So heck of a tournament from him. USA Wrestling caught up with Ramazan afterwards, and he here's what he had to say about his performance. He was pretty jacked.
Ramazan Asaf, great tournament. Really ran the table, beat some really good guys, and capped it off with a pin in the finals. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
So when's the last time you competed in the tournament?
I believe it was February, January. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, so what was the feeling like getting back out there for your first match on the mat, with, like, your ref and scoreboard and everything being real again?
Dude, it's awesome. It's awesome to be back, you know, all summer on quarantine. All the work we did with coaches, and it's just good to be back and be in the show.
So, you know, born in Russia, came over, won a couple of Massachusetts State titles, spent a year at Wyoming Seminary, and then ended up at Iowa State. When did you come over?
I came over when I was 15. It's about 2015, I think.
Yeah.
So I've been like almost five years.
Yeah, yeah, about that. So how did getting recruited to Iowa State work? And, you know, what was that process like?
You know, it's different. I never never had any experience like that, so... for Coach Greenlee, and he did a great job sending me to high school college tournaments. So coaches saw me in the college tournaments. I believe that's how I got recruited to Iowa State.
Yeah. So you had a pretty good redshirt last year, wrestling folk style.
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to get comfortable with it, being a freestyle guy?
Back to freestyle?
Or no, just when you made the initial adjustment to folk style, like how long did it take before you're like, all right, I got this top and bottom thing figured out?
I'm still working on it. Yeah. Coaches are doing a great job. Coach John, Matt Kev. Obviously, you saw my dresser is doing a great job as well, so we're working on it.
Yeah. So can you walk us through that pin in the finals match? Because I think you were down like either 4-0 or 6-0, and you came back and you got on top and turned and picked up the fall.
Yeah, Derek is in the corner. He told me, stay relaxed. Because I start, he told me, I think I got a little bit frustrated. And he's like, I'm down. And so, and I have been working on that move, dresser, a long time, so. It worked.
Yeah, it's gotta be nice to hit a move, you know, named after
dresser. Yeah, because
that's pretty cool, right?
We have
been smiling when you did it.
Yeah, it's special, I think. He had birthday couple days ago. I actually texted him. I told him, hopefully I can make you happy. Not just me. I told him, hopefully we can make you happy in the tournament. Yeah. When I was wishing him his birthday, so.
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, you did exactly that. So with the NCAA season ahead of us, hopefully, knock on wood.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to getting back to folk style or you know?
Yeah, I have been working. We have been working really hard all summer, and you know, our team was in great shape. You can see up here in the tournament. So I think a lot of great things are coming in our way. Iowa State.
Awesome. Well, Ramazan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great tournament, great performance. And, you know, I think if you were a little bit under the radar, I don't think you're under the radar anymore. I think people are going to know who you are. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to my family in Massachusetts and my dad, mom. It's probably midnight right now. They're sitting and watching back home in Russia. So.
Good stuff there from Ramazan. Perhaps this means he might push either Alex Mackel at 125 or maybe bump up and challenge Austin Gomez and Todd Small at 133. I know Rustler's got quite a bit of weight allowance for the tournament this weekend. But either way, it's always nice when you have another national champ in your room. He was just one of many big performers for the Cyclones this weekend. We're going to touch on them as we get through the podcast. 61 kilograms, we got a pair of Rustlers, Iowa State's Ian Parker and Iowa's Austin DeSanto. They finished third and fourth. Parker won that third place match 6-1. He went 7-1 on the weekend, so he lost in the second round to Mitch McKee 15-12. Mitch McKee ended up going on to win the whole thing at that weight. But then Ian Parker won 5 in a row in the Russellbacks, and he beat a lot of familiar dudes along the way. 12-2 over Todd Small, 10-0 over Northern Iowa's Jack Skidlarzik, 8-0 over Michigan's Drew Matten. We know him, or at least most wrestling folks know him, but Parker originally from Michigan himself. So I'm sure there's maybe a little bit of familiarity there. And then 13-2 over Pittsburgh All-American Mickey Phillippe, and then he beat DeSanto 6-1 in the third place match. DeSanto, by the way, made some steady improvements, I thought, in his freestyle game this weekend. Fourth place finish, right? It probably helped a little bit that he was wrestling guys more his size instead of Bryce Meredith, who was a weight class above him and is probably just, you know, we all saw that match at the Hawkeye Wrestling Club Showdown. But hey, DeSanto reached semifinals. He beat Todd Small and Drew Matten along the way. He lost to Penn's Michael Colioco 8-5. Colioco hit a four-pointer midway through the second period that kind of helped decide that match. But overall, guys, I thought DeSanto, he looked better. He's getting the hang of this freestyle thing. You could tell at the Hawkeye Wrestling Club Showdown, maybe not the most savvy freestyle wrestler. But he made some steady improvements from there to here. He did it defensively. He allowed just 3 total points in his first 3 matches, and he also showed that he can still score pretty consistently. In the Russellbacks, after losing in the semifinals, he came back to beat Arizona State's Josh Kramer 14-9. Pretty wild match that one was in order to get to Parker in the third place bout. Still things he can improve on, obviously, but he's trending up. Good to see that at such a quick rate as well. Hawkeyes in total had 15 All-Americans for the weekend, and 10 of them were in the U23 tournament. This is what I meant by this particular tournament being maybe a little bit more revealing than the juniors, and we'll get to that in a moment. But of Iowa's 10 podium finishers in the U23 field, 4 of them got to the finals. Caleb Young, 70 kilograms, about 154 pounds, but again, he got a little bit of a weight allowance. 4-1 overall, he lost to Michigan's Will Luan in the final, 5-4. No shame in that. Luan has stronger credentials in freestyle than he does in folk style, at least from my point of view. I know Young won this folk style matchup in the duel earlier this year, but Luan scored all 5 of his points in that final in the second period after Young led 2-0 at the break. Still thought KY had a pretty strong weekend overall. Nelson Brands was a finalist at 79 kilos, about 174 pounds. Also went 4-1. He lost to Virginia Tech grad David McFadden in the finals, 12-5. McFadden just kind of looked a little bit bigger than Nelson did. It was really the only time all weekend I thought Nelson maybe didn't look like the better wrestler. And even then, he still had a lot of good moments. He was really hanging on McFadden's head. McFadden just kind of anticipated some of his angles and his shots and really just kind of stifled Nelson throughout the match. 5-2 at the break, McFadden led, but then he scored 2 more takedowns to lead 9-3 midway through the second. That effectively iced it, although Nelson kept coming, and we'll give him credit to that. We know how good his gas tank is. McFadden's good, guys, so no shame in that loss. Jacob Warner, finalist at 92 kilos. He lost to Oklahoma's Jacob Woodley 6-4 in the finals. Woodley's kind of always been a tough matchup for Warner. He's kind of long and lanky, doesn't really let Warner get to his ties so he can set up his shots and things like that. Because when he does allow Warner to do that, we saw that in the first period, Warner led 4-0, takedown to a gut real quick. But Woodley adjusted and he rallied, scored a takedown early in the second period to go up 6-4, and then just kind of not quite danced, but defended really well and just kind of stifled some of Warner's advances throughout the rest of the match. Warner, I thought he still looked pretty good over the weekend. He went 3-1 overall. He picked off both Stanford's Nathan Traxler and Pittsburgh's Nino Bonacorsi to even reach the finals. So some pretty solid wins there. And then Tony Cassiope was Iowa's final U23 finalist, 125 kilos. That's heavy. He lost to Maryland grad Yosef Hamida in the finals, 8-7. Really fun match. Hamida hit Tony with a four-pointer about 40 seconds into the first period. Tony chipped away, and then he actually led 7-6 early in the second period, but then Hamida hit a double leg with about a minute left in the match. to seal that one. Tony, 5-1 overall, didn't allow a point until the finals match, which is really impressive when you look at who he beat to get there. Iowa State's Gannon Grimmel won that one by technical foul, and then he beat Lehigh's Jordan Wood. He won those back-to-back matches in the quarters and the semis. Thought he looked great in both of those. Elsewhere for the Hawkeyes, Jeremiah Moody took fourth at 74 kilos. Now a member of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. He's I know he's kind of hot and cold, and you never really know what to expect when he steps on the mat. But we saw this weekend what can happen when he gets on a roll. He took fourth, and he won 5 in a row in the WrestleBacks in order to get to the third place match. And here were the scores of those matches, kind of all over the place, right? 12-0, 5-4, 14-12, 6-5, and then 14-4 in order to get to the WrestleBack finals. He beat Northern Iowa's Pat Schoenfelter and Arizona State's Ja'Cory Teamer along the way. So it was a pretty good weekend for Jeremiah Moody. Iowa also had two All-Americans at 65 kilos, about 143 pounds. That's Max Murin. He took third. Carter Happel, he took eighth. Miles Wilson also took sixth at 79 kilos. And then Aaron Costello took eighth at a heavyweight, and he beat Iowa State's Francis Dugan in the blood round to finish on the podium. For Iowa State, we mentioned Gannon Grimmel. He turned that quarterfinal loss to Tony Cassiope into a third-place finish. He ended up 6-1 overall. He won 4 in a row in the WrestleBacks. I thought he looked real solid. He and Ramazan were the only two Cyclone wrestlers to finish on the podium in the U23 division. We'll touch on some other Cyclone successes later in the podcast. Northern Iowa, in addition to Lujan, Keegan Moore made an appearance. Moore, you guys remember, he transferred to UNI from Oklahoma State in 2018. He's been pretty quiet since arriving in Cedar Falls for whatever reason. He's got some NCAA championship experience, and he flashed a little something-something this weekend. He ended up 7th at 86 kilos, the same bracket that Lujan won. He won twice to reach the quarters, actually, and then he won twice more in the WrestleBacks. Good weekend overall from Keegan Moore. I thought it was nice to just see him on the mat and compete again. Taylor Lujan, of course, won that bracket. Here were his scores along the way. 12-2, 13-2, 14-3. First period pin while up 5-0, and then 10-0 over Purdue's Max Lyon in the finals. More on him in a second, but Lujan was named the tournament's most outstanding wrestler after 5 straight wins by, again, a combined 54-7. Here's what Taylor Lujan told USA Wrestling after blowing through that bracket this weekend.
All right, Taylor Lujan, U23 national champion. How are you feeling?
Good. Good. A lot of good things to take from the tournament. A little worn out, but happy.
Go yeah. Down. So I think you got your way through. Did you allow a point scored on you?
I slipped a headlock the first round. This Joker was probably 7 inches taller than me. So I was like throwing it up. It was just a bit sloppy. But that and gotten through a guy and got stopped me and he got 2 from it. So it was a few.
So a couple of points.
Yeah.
But still really, really dominant tournament. You happy with your performance?
It was all right. I think nerves were a little more of a factor. I don't know why. It just, I could feel in my belly, especially in that semis match. People were really still, almost afraid to give something up when I got a little fly out there. That's why I'm the best, and that's why I think the finals were so went so well, because we're just wrestling. We're just grappling.
Yeah, so you've been somebody that's been getting in matches, and obviously you're in close tournament.
Yeah.
So did pretty darn well. What's it like being able to get these opportunities to wrestle quality opponents, you know, during a pandemic when it's kind of hard to get matches?
It's awesome, you know, get your hands on the best guys in the country, especially like the flow of seniors here, getting different feels, just constantly taking more information in. That's awesome. It's I don't take every opportunity you can get, you know.
Yeah. So you're having success on the senior level against the best guys in the country.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like kind of come back down to a, you know, age group level? U23 is like kind of age group, but, you know, age group level and wrestle guys that are a little bit younger and maybe not quite as savvy as the guys mm-hmm. you're facing.
Well, I keep on thinking, like, a lot of these guys are college athletes. They've been going through a lot of BS, you know, this past year. But then, like, I'm thinking, like, this is my job. This is what I'm doing, you know. I'm better prepared than anyone else here, you know. I don't work. I just wrestle. I think about wrestling and try to better myself every day. So I take pride in that. And I know that too, you know. Not as many regulations on me, I guess.
Yeah. How happy would you be if, like, you know, yourself now turn to your teenage self and say, hey, you know, your first job out of college is going to be being a professional wrestler. Not a WWE professional wrestler, but a freestyle
yeah.
professional wrestler.
don't know. Well, like when I was younger, I always wanted that. You know, you always look at the grades and you're like, I want to do what they're doing. So I'd probably be like, yeah, it's what I'm supposed to be doing, you know. It's almost when we get into college where that dream kind of falls away. So it's important to hold on to as tight as you can, you know. So I think if you were to ask me probably my sophomore year, I'd be like, I hear you. It's like, okay. But
so obviously you know, your senior season ended just about as brutally as any season could end.
Yeah.
How's coming to terms with that then? Are you ever gonna come to terms with it fully?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that wasn't the last page of my book. You know, it's part of it. Deal with it. You know, if there's one thing wrestling teaches you, be resilient. Face a challenge head on, be like, all right, what are we gonna do now? You know, what's on the next thing? You know, when you have an unbelievable support system, you know, that pats you on the back and tells you it's all right, they love you, and I was like, it is okay, you know. And two, it could have been worse. You know, some I understand why I did it. I've come to terms with that. But it's on the next thing.
Yeah. Speaking of the next thing, Olympic team trials, not around the corner, but on the horizon. What's between now and then look like for you?
Oh, they have last chance coming up?
Last chance, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Last chance, but that's not scheduled yet.
Oh, it's not? Okay. I don't know. Do some wrestling, man. You know, stack some days up, some months, and put the best version of myself I can out there on the mat.
Awesome. Well, hey, congratulations, Taylor. Great tournament. Really talented performance. And looking forward to seeing you wrestle.
Taylor, thanks.
We had a couple of former Iowa high schoolers ball out in the U23 men's freestyle competition as well. We mentioned Max Lyon, Western Dubuque grad, who's now at Purdue. He got to the finals at 86 kilos, and he looked really good over the weekend, at least I thought. 4-1 overall. He actually beat Keegan Moore and Michigan State's Cam Caffey along the way. Beat Moore 7-3, and then he beat Caffey 8-7. Scored all 8 of his points in the first period for an 8-1 lead, and then he hung on when Caffey scored a flurry of points late in the second period to advance to Lujan in the finals. So good stuff there from Max Lyon. The other, we mentioned him at the top, Tanner Sloan, one of the many Iowa Jackrabbits that performed pretty well over the weekend. Sloan only wrestled 3 matches, but he went 3-0, and he won at 97 kilos. In the finals, he beat West Virginia's Noah Adams 10-9, scored a 4-pointer in the first period, and then an early second period takedown, and then he was able to withstand a late Adams run to win. That was kind of the most noteworthy of his championship run, that match in the finals. It was really solid, obviously, for Tanner Sloan. As Adams, I don't know if you guys remember, Adams beat him in the Big 12 championships last March in order to, you know, before setting themselves up for the NCAA championships. That ultimately got canceled. But Tanner Sloan, just, it's been really fun to watch his arc in recent years. He made the Midlands finals, we remember. He made the Junior World Team. He was primed for an All-American run this year before COVID killed off the NCAA championships. And now he can add U23 national champ to his resume. Here is what Tanner Sloan told USA Wrestling after his finals win.
Tanner Sloan, U23 national champion, just coming out of a 10-9 match. Really great performance. Tanner, how are you feeling?
I feel good. It's been training for 6 minutes, hard minutes, all quarantine, all summer, all fall. I was ready to go.
When's the last time you got to beat the former?
Big 12 finals against them.
Just move your down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So, obviously, you know, that guy, the number one guy in the country going into the NCAA season, Noah Adams, undefeated last year. You come in, you beat him in the last tournament before the season starts. You know, how did that feel?
Feels good. I know I've been at the top of the chain this whole time. I just had to go out and prove it. I don't think he was any better than I was. Proved it today. No, he got me in March, but I don't get beat twice by the same person. So I was pretty confident going in.
How did it feel to be back on the mat for the first time since college? You know, what's going through your head in those first, you know, that first match when you have a ref and a whistle and a scoreboard and all that?
It feels good. That blood running through your veins. It's like, this is what I live for.
Yeah. So no, you know, rust that needs to be knocked off, you're ready to go?
I don't think so. I mean, I trained hard all summer, all fall, knocked the rust off then. So we got a little time off. Back out of the end. Probably get a little bit of time off and we'll hit the season hard here in January.
Yeah, so, you know, U23 national champion, no U23 worlds this year, unfortunately. But what's it mean to see that all the hard work that you put in through the pandemic paid off here today?
I'm just fortunate to have good coaches, good teammates, push me every day. And I'm glad for USA Wrestling to put on an event for us to be able to get on the mat again, you know? So I'm pretty excited for what's coming, and I'm thankful for what's been happening this far.
Yeah. What's it like to have a big tournament like this, you know, kind of right before it started?
Even though it's freestyle, I mean, it translates, you know? So being able to build your confidence, know the areas you need to work on, you know, I was up 10-5, 10-4. I let him get back in within 1 point. I gave him too much credit for what I'm capable of. So just little things like that that we'll take back to the drawing board and be prepared for the next time we step out of the mat.
Yeah. But overall, though, you're happy with the way you performed today?
Yeah. It was a slow start, but each match I just felt like I got better and better.
Awesome. So, I know NCAA season takes priority. But is there any interest, or do you have any interest in potentially going to the last chance qualifier and maybe making a run going to team trials, or is that not?
That's definitely a possibility. Right now, we're just focused on NCAAs. Take it one step at a time. My coaches know what's best for me, so wherever they tell me or whatever they tell me to do, I'm going to listen and go forth with it.
Yeah. So, you know, during this time period, have you been training mostly folk style, or has it just been, you know, half and half?
I would say there was some time there in the summer that they were trying to schedule this. They just didn't know. So we knew it was on our radar, so we started as soon as they were saying, hey, this is a possibility. So it's been a couple months since I've been training for freestyle.
Yeah. Now plans to go back to folk style until
March? Yep. Start back. Going back to folk style. Knocking the rest off that style, but it all translates, like I said, so it'll be nothing new.
That was a lot, but it was also a lot of fun, right? Normally when I follow these tournaments over the course of the weekend, I keep tabs each day, you know, because it's usually a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or a Friday, Saturday, Sunday type thing. And, you know, I usually tune in on the last day. So when I was able to tune in on Sunday morning, many of the wrestlers were still in the mix, which was really cool to see. But it was kind of overwhelming too, in a weird, awesome kind of way. I probably haven't told hardly anybody this, but I've been taking some classes this fall, just kind of chipping away at a couple other school things that I want to get done. And I originally wanted to get some homework done on Sunday, but because of all the wrestling, I had to set that aside and tune into all these finals matches, which is great, right? Everybody loves procrastination, especially when they need to get some things done that are maybe more important than watching wrestling. But it was just really cool to see, you know, all the U23 stuff. There was a stretch during the U23 finals and even a stretch during the junior finals where I had to sit and watch every match because there was somebody from Iowa wrestling. And that's, you know, part of what makes my job fun. Just a short reminder of how cool this job can be sometimes. Even if not a lot of people maybe pay attention to the freestyle and Greco side of things, I do it because I think it's awesome, and hopefully you guys think it's just as awesome as well. But that was a lot, and that was only U23, so we need to keep moving. All the action on the junior side of things, just as thrilling. We had another 13 Iowa wrestlers end up on the podium in the junior men's freestyle tournament. Of those 13, four were in the finals. You ready for this? Iowa's Patrick Kennedy got to the finals at 79 kilos. Then we had Iowa State's Joel Shapiro at 86 kilos, Northern Iowa's Tyrell Gordon at 97 kilos, and then South Dakota State's Cade DeVos, originally from Southeast Polk, at 74 kilos, another Iowa Jackrabbit making big moves. Kennedy was one of five Hawkeyes in the junior tournament to finish on the podium. He blitzed through the field on his way to the finals, won his first five matches by a combined 49-6. But in the finals, he lost to Drexel's Michael O'Malley by fall. Kind of a weird match, but kind of also showcases the dangers of freestyle wrestling, right? O'Malley, he just kind of went upper body, locked up double overs, and tossed Kennedy to his back and adjusted for the pin. It lasted all of 70 seconds. You know, those touch falls are dangerous, guys. It happens. Welcome to freestyle wrestling. The other big junior performance, maybe the most impressive performance of any Hawkeye wrestler over the weekend, came from redshirt freshman Kobe Siebrecht. Finished 8th at 65 kilos, but he put up some highlight-worthy results along the way. You guys ready for this? First round, a 7-second pin. second round. He beat top seed Josh Saunders, who's a Cornell wrestler and a past cadet and junior world teamer. Kobe won that one 7-3. He scored a four-pointer with about a minute left in the second period to win that one. Excellent stuff. And then in the third round, he beat Iowa State's Cam Robinson. He was down 10-2, and then he won 18-12. He scored 8 points in the final minute to win it. That pushed him only into the quarterfinals. Like, it was one heck of a Saturday morning for Kobe Siebrecht. He ultimately lost to Rutgers' Sammy Alvarez in the quarters, but then he bounced back to beat Wisconsin's Joey Zargo 10-6, all 10 of those points in the second period, by the way, in the blood round. Then he forfeited his way to eighth place. Heck of a weekend. It was really fun to kind of follow him. He kind of captured the attention of the greater wrestling community along the way. It looks like there's a little bit of depth there between 41 and 49, with Kobe Siebrecht stepping up, Lisbon's finest having a tremendous performance, I thought. Iowa's other junior All-Americans, Jesse Ibarra, took fifth at 57 kilos. He made the semifinals before slipping to fifth. But in that fifth place match, he pinned Wisconsin's Eric Barnett. Zach Glazier, he took fifth at 92 kilos. He also made the semifinals. He beat Wisconsin's Isaac Trumbull 6-5 in the quarters. Then he lost to Mizzou's Rocky Elam, who was an All-American at the Senior National Championships last month. So Glazier lost that one 3-2. No shame in losing that match. Rocky Elam's pretty damn tough. So then Glazier slid to fifth. Solid tournament overall, I thought. And then Gabe Christensen, another Southeast Polk grad, he was on the podium at 92 kilos as well. He took eighth. He lost in the quarters, bounced back to win in the blood round, finish on the podium. It's a pretty good moments over the weekend as well. Iowa State had just one junior All-American. We mentioned him earlier, Joel Shapiro, and he won the whole dang thing. Shapiro, he went 6-0 to win at 86 kilos, which is about 189 pounds. Maybe that means the experiment at 197 might be over with. I don't know. Again, they all got a few kilos of weight allowance for this tournament. Maybe we'll see kind of where he fits into the Iowa State lineup moving forward, or where he's thinking maybe he has his best shot at cracking the Iowa State lineup moving forward. But the results would suggest that maybe going down in weight might be a good thing for him. Shapiro, he outscored his six opponents 39-6 on the weekend, and he just generally looked stronger, quicker, more comfortable, and more confident down in 86. He posted four shutouts, and then in the finals, he beat Rutgers' John Posnanski 4-2, thanks to a couple of timely takedowns. Great stuff out of Joel, I thought. He and Ramazan were two of three champs for the Cyclones over the weekend. So we'll touch on the third one here later in the show. But here's what Joel told USA Wrestling after winning his finals match on Sunday.
Joel Shapiro, junior national champion. How are you feeling?
Good.
So obviously no junior worlds this year, but bring home a junior national title. Can you talk about what that means to you and what it means to your work over the
playoff? Yeah, I think it's a great, we didn't wrestle over quarantine, so I think it's a good measuring stick of how far I grow during the time we were off. So I think there are some people that did stuff during quarantine and some people that didn't, and I came up and showed in this tournament.
What does your quarantine look like?
I just work out every day. It's kind of hard to find guys to scrap with back home. I got my tattoo, so I was off a little bit there. We eventually worked back to Ames, and we wrestle at some person's house or something. A buddy quit wrestling and was finding whoever it could.
Curious, I gotta ask him, what's the angle?
Oh, it's a Celtic cross here, because there's a long story. I found out I was Irish, and got some shamrocks here. It's a castle up here. The Celtic cross is the grave marker for in Ireland, so it kind of means a lot to me.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, I'm looking at it 6 feet away with the visor on, but it looks like it's on pretty much.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough normally to get those done. You're going back on the mat and you not want to get infected.
Yeah.
So, looks like you picked a good time.
Yeah.
When was the last tournament you competed?
What was that?
When was the last tournament you competed?
B12s.
So what does it mean to be able to get out here, 8 months later and get back on the mat? What was that first match like?
It felt really weird. I went out there do I even remember how to do this? I've been actually done freestyle in almost over a year, 2 years without, since last UWW. After that first one though, felt great, did a lot of hand fighting.
So not too much rough you needed to knock off?
No, I think my hand fighting actually picked up a game. If you got a lead and you stand in the middle of this hand fight,
and they can't even get to a leg. I mean, how are they going to beat you?
Yeah. So what does it mean to have a tournament like this right before the start of the NCAA season, especially after a layoff like you have?
Great confidence booster. I know, you know, I'm top level. I can beat anyone, I think. I know that. So it just reinforces that concept.
Yeah. So in the U23 division, Rondon, another Iowa State guy, came through, won title. Now you're winning the title. What's that mean, and what's that say about what's going on at Iowa State, program guys, and the work that everybody's putting in in this period?
Let's sum it up. We just go. You know, the whole, like, no matter like what time of the year it is, it's like never an off season for us. We just push the gas pedal the whole time. We know when to properly let rest. We do the right things on and off the mat. That's a huge thing that Dresser emphasizes. You know, he doesn't want any knuckleheads on our team, like slowing everyone else down, you know. So I mean, that's why we're making great strides as a RTC and as a team.
How excited are you guys for the upcoming season?
Well, we really hope we have one. But, you know, when it happens, I think we're going to have a great time and a great year, you know. We're going to have some new guys added to our RTC. That's really going to make a difference for our training.
Good stuff, as always, from Joel. Northern Iowa had 3 junior All-Americans as well, including another champion in Tyrell Gordon. He was at 97 kilos. The other two were Brody Teske at 57 kilos and Parker Kekeisen at 86. I thought Brody looked tremendous this weekend, guys. He was in the blood round at the Senior National Championships last month, and then this weekend he took 4th at the junior tournament. He won his first 4 matches to reach the quarters. He ran into eventual champion Dylan Ragusan from Michigan, but then Brody won another 3 matches in the Russellback to reach the 3rd place match. Along the way, he beat Jesse Ibarra, Iowa's true freshman. Brody won that one 11-9. He scored 8 straight points to lead in the first period and then added another takedown in the final moments to win it. Excellent weekend from the Fort Dodge native. Seems like he's really finding a stride again, which is always good to see. He was always a blast to watch Russell during his high school career here in Iowa. Then Parker Kekeisen, he finished 3rd at 86 kilos. It looked like he was on a collision course to meet Shapiro in the finals. He won his first 4 matches all by technical fall. Then in the semifinals, he lost a wild 15-12 match to Poznanski. He won his final 2 matches, obviously, to finish 3rd. I'm telling you guys, keep an eye on this kid. He's good. He's going to make an immediate impact for Northern Iowa this coming season. He's going to kind of keep that trend of Northern Iowa, putting a contender at 184 for the 3rd straight year. I don't know when it comes to, you know, the national landscape of the NCAA season where he'll fit in, but I know he's going to be a dude to watch, not just this season, but in the seasons moving forward as well. The Panthers have a good one there. Finally, Tyrell Gordon, champion at 97 kilos. It was kind of a weird weekend for him. He won a 4-man round robin, but he looked great in all 3 of his matches. He won 12-2, he won 10-0, and then he pinned NC State's Tyree Houghton in the first period of his 3rd match. So hard to take a ton away from this particular performance because I think all of his matches took place on Sunday. But you can only wrestle the other people that enter the tournament, right? Gordon did that in style. He talked with USA Wrestling kind of about the weirdness of it all, but also about the strides that he's made. Because remember, this is a guy that wrestled as a true freshman, and then he took a redshirt year last year because Northern Iowa thought that Jacob Holschlag might be back healthy. Clearly, that helped a little bit with his development. I thought he looked great in his 3 matches. But here is what Tyrell Gordon had to say after winning his national title.
Junior national champion Tyrell Gordon, how are you feeling?
Pretty good. I mean, it sucks that it was such a small bracket, but there were supposed to be more guys in it. Some went up, some went down. Nothing I can do about that. Just happy to get out and compete again. It's been a lot.
Yeah, round robin, obviously not ideal, but you made the most of it. I think, what, was it 2 technical falls in the pin?
Yep.
Can you walk us through that pin? Because that pin was essentially in the finals, actually. 2 guys that hadn't lost. First period pin, what happened?
He likes to wrestle upper body, digs underhooks a lot, but Greco is probably my best style. I didn't wrestle it this weekend because, I mean, don't train it. Wrestling folk style all year round. I mean, didn't train for this, just wrestling. So, I mean, it's a little different getting being able to touch legs. I've been doing that all year. Haven't wrestled Greco in about 2 years, so didn't wrestle it here, but wrestling.
Yeah. Do you feel like you had a bang in your rust off, or did you feel ready to go right off the bat?
I felt pretty good. It's, like I said, it's been a while. All of our guys have been itching to compete, so it's been good. It's been a fun weekend.
What was the first match like back on the mat?
It was weird. I had to say it was weird, but, I mean, I didn't didn't cut any weight. The guys were a little bit bigger, but it was just nice to be back.
Yeah. So you and I, you know, you got some great upper weight partners to throw with. You know, you got guys like Taylor Luan, Drew Foster.
Yep.
What's that like?
It's exactly what it sounds. I mean, I think we have the best 65 through heavyweight wrestling room in the country. But I'm sure everyone says that. But when you got two guys who were back-to-back number ones, or Drew wasn't number one, but he won a tournament. Luhan's the number one guy. We got Parker Kekeisen, who wrestled 86 here, who was the number one guy out of high school. It's a lot of tough dudes. I mean, you show up in the wrestling room and you don't want to wrestle, you're getting your butt beat. So you better show up ready.
What's it mean for you to be able to get to a tournament and, you know, have quality competition, but maybe not as many matches as you want it, but right before the start of the NCAA season, after a layoff of the one you had?
It's good because, I mean, with everything going on, you don't know how many matches you're going to get. You can get 16, you can get 6 at just the Big 12. So who really knows how many matches you're going to get? It's just, I'm going to try to wrestle as much as I can.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, no junior worlds this year, but you're still bringing home a junior national title. How much does that mean to you, and how much does that show, you know, about how the work that you put in during this kind of trying time paid off for it?
It's my first one, so that's got to mean something. I've always been the guy to place or do well, but I've never necessarily made the finals or won the tournament, so that feels good. Did that answer the question?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Do you think we see more of you doing freestyle in the future?
Oh, yeah. I don't know which one I'll, like, preferred after graduation, freestyle or Greco, but I'll be around for a while.
Awesome. Any chance to try your hand at both?
Oh, yeah. Like, Hayden Zilmer. I've never wrestled him, watched him compete a lot, but I've looked up to that guy just being on both national teams. That's rare.
At the same time.
Yeah. Not a lot of people do that besides like him, Adam Kuhn. I'm sure I'm missing a couple of guys, but
Hayes Winkle made world teams of both styles. Those were years apart.
Yeah.
But he's the only guy off the top of my head that I can think of. But yeah, you know, those are some big shoes to follow, fill in. So are the international styles your favorite?
Before college, I'd say yes, for sure, because, I mean, wasn't very good on bottom. Not necessarily a turner or a pinner or a guy like that. So I'd say it is, but now I guess I've grown to love the sport more, so it doesn't really matter what style I'm doing. I enjoy it all.
Awesome. Well, hey, congratulations on your first stop sign, Darrell. You know, you really earned it. Great performance today. Great to end the finals. Looking forward to watching you compete soon, hopefully in a Northern Iowa single.
Thank you.
I mentioned earlier that plenty of Iowa Jackrabbits wrestled well this weekend. That's a nod to all the Iowa natives who are now competing for South Dakota State. In addition to Sloan in the U23 tournament, there were three other South Dakota State wrestlers with Iowa ties that finished on the podium in the junior tournament. We mentioned Cade DeVos earlier. He finished second at 74 kilos. He won his first 5 matches by a combined 56-2, and then he fell to Cal Poly's Bernie Truax 8-3 in the finals. This performance tagged with his redshirt record of 22-4. He was a Midlands podium finisher. Kid's got a bright future. I know South Dakota State's very, very excited about the fact that he's in the room. This coming season, we're going to finally get to see him wrestle some varsity, whether that's at 65 or maybe 74. I'm not sure what weight he's thinking about going, but he's good, and we knew that, right? Another guy who's quite good that we've known about, Spencer Trinari, originally from Clarion Goldfield Dallas. He finished third at heavyweight in junior freestyle, 5-1 overall, lost in the semifinals to Joshua Heinzelman, the eventual champ. But then he also had an outstanding Greco performance that we're going to touch on a little bit later in the show. Finally, another Iowa Jackrabbit, Don Bosco's own, Daniel Kimball, took 8th at 61 kilos. He won 3 in a row in the WrestleBacks to finish on the podium. Might want to keep an eye on that dude moving forward. He might play a factor in future South Dakota State lineups, or at least this performance suggests that he could. So excellent stuff out of the Iowa Jackrabbits, excellent stuff out of the men's freestyle competition overall. That was Med's freestyle, or at least the big highlights from the U23 and junior tournaments. Told you guys there was a lot going on this weekend. Always super cool to see Iowa wrestlers ball out. And more of them did in the other tournaments as well. Let's sprint through women's freestyle, and then we'll get to Greco-Roman to round out the show. There weren't too many Iowa wrestlers on the women's side, the women's freestyle side of things, but there were two big takeaways that I had from watching both of those tournaments. First, Felicity Taylor was back in action, South Winneshiek grad, now at McKendree. She wrestled at 53 kilos in both the junior and the U23 women's freestyle tournaments. She brought home hardware in both of them. Combined 6-3 over the weekend, she got to the finals in the junior tournament and then took fourth in the U23 division. It shows you how tough this tournament was, guys, because Felicity was a U23 world team. Almost made the junior world team a few years back. In both tournaments, she lost to Hawaii native Tyer Aiki. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that name, but she was a U.S. Open champ in 2019, so no slouch there. The women's freestyle tournament was loaded in some of these weights. Second big takeaway from the women's freestyle competition, how about Grandview? Yes, the Grandview women's team, the Lady Vikings, they had three total All-Americans over the weekend, two of them in the juniors, another one in the U23. The two junior All-Americans, Alexis Gomez, who is the younger sister of Iowa State wrestler Austin Gomez, she took home first place at 68 kilo, guys. Just like Gordon, she was in a round-robin tournament. She went 4-0, and she didn't allow a single point either. She recorded four technical falls. She outscored her opponents 41-0. She's going to be good, guys. Keep an eye on that one. Also in the junior tournament, Emma Cochran, originally from Sheridan, she finished 8th at 50 kilos, so she lost in the first round. Get this, she won 4 in a row in the WrestleBack. Pin, 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 and then a technical fall in the blood round to finish on the podium. Good stuff there from Emma. And then in the U23 division, Samantha Bush, originally from Utah, she took 2nd at 68 kilos. This was another round robin. There were only three wrestlers in it. So Sam went 1-1. She won by technical fall, and then she lost to Skylar Grope, who recently made the U.S. senior finals last month. But again, you can only wrestle who shows up, and 2nd out of 3 is better than 3rd out of 3. Am I right? The point here, you can tell that the Grandview women are coming, guys. There's other strong wrestlers that are already in that room. They seemingly add a new recruit every month or two. This weekend was just another tremendous step for a program that's only been active for a full year. I don't know how quickly it's going to take for them to get to the level of success that the men have found. I don't know if they're going to be able to find that kind of sustained success, because that's a tall ask for any program at any level. But you can tell that they have been making some tremendous steps forward, tremendous leaps and bounds in the 1 year that they've really been fully active. And this weekend was just another prime example of that. So shout out to the Grandview Women's Wrestling Program. Finally, on the sprint home, I know Greco, right? I know people aren't always as excited about Greco as they are freestyle, and I get it. But three of the champs and two other finalists came from the Greco tournament, wrestlers with Iowa ties. And that's really exciting, right? Let's start here. Loras College performed quite well this weekend, mostly in the Greco tournament, right? Guy Patron Jr., who's a four-time All-American for Loras, he had a shout-out from Scott Van Pelt. He finished 2nd at 87 kilos in the U23 Greco tournament. He went Penn Tech before losing to Cam Caffey, the Michigan State standout, in the finals. Cam Caffey was a junior Greco world teamer, 2nd at Big Tens. Guy's tough. He took care of Guy Patron. I think it was 10-2 in the finals. But still, good tournament there from Guy Patron Jr. Another Loras wrestler, a current Loras freshman, actually, who's originally from Wisconsin, Tyler Hanna. He was a past cadet Greco world teamer. He also finished 2nd at 87 kilos just in the junior tournament. He won 3 straight by technical fall without allowing a point to get to the finals. And then in the championship match, he lost to Missouri native Jack Adara 4-3. Heck of a tournament out of Tyler Hanna. And then three other Duhok wrestlers earned top 8 Greco finishes. In U23, there was Eddie Smith, 3rd at 77 kilos, and then Brady Vogel, who took 4th at 97 kilos in the junior tournament. Abraham Michael, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, I might not be, he took 7th at 77 kilos, again, in the junior tournament. So then you add in Dakota Powell's 8th place heavyweight finish in the junior freestyle tournament, and Loras showed once again that Iowa's newest Division III power is only getting better. Elsewhere in the Greco tournament, Grandview, the men's team, right, they had a pair of top 3 finishers. Justin McCunn, who's a Red Oak grad, he won a junior Greco national title, that's at 77 kilos, and then Gabriel Rangel took 3rd at 82 kilos in the U23 Greco competition. McCunn, he won his first two matches by identical 8-0 technical falls, both of them in under a minute. And then he beat Jack Ervian Jr. 16-7 in the finals to give the Vikings men's program a champ. USA Wrestling caught up with McCunn afterward. Here's what he said after becoming a junior national champion.
All right, Justin McCunn, junior national champion. How are you feeling?
Just good. Just good. A lot of hard work.
Yeah. Tech your way through the tournament. That's pretty impressive. In the finals, you had a pretty tough guy, junior world team member Jack Ervian. You ended up with a 16-7 win. Can you talk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, about a minute and a half into the match, or a minute and 15, I was down 6-0. I got arm spun right away, got gutted. And then it took me out of bounds. I was trying to hip over and end up getting exposed again. So I was down 6-0 pretty quick, and ended up just being, you know, I just had to keep pushing, keep pushing the pace on him, and started getting to my ties instead of letting him dictate things, and was able to start controlling the match, and the momentum kind of switched, and I was able to finish it off. So
yeah, what's going through your head when you go down 6-0 to a guy that you know is pretty tough?
Exactly what my coach told me. We gotta start wrestling. You know, we gotta hustle. So, you know, you just gotta get into that mindset that you're gonna go into Grandview now. And my high school coach said the same type of thing. You know, you gotta outfight absolutely everyone on the mat. And it doesn't matter if you're down 6-0 or, you know, in a full style match 14-0, but you still gotta outfight everybody. And that's what I had to tap into.
Yeah. So when is the last time you wrestled at a tournament?
Well, wrestling in AIA, actually pretty fortunate. I was able to wrestle a couple weeks ago at the York Open in Nebraska here. And then, so we're going to have, you know, we're wrestling some folk style every other weekend or every weekend. So,
yeah, that's awesome. When's the last time you did Greco?
Fargo, going into my senior year of high school.
So it's been a little bit of a gap.
It's been a little while, yeah.
What was it like to be back in?
Oh, Greco is probably my favorite style out of all three. You know, I love how fun it is to watch. And it's just a little bit different mindset wrestling Greco, and it's probably the most fun for me to wrestle. So I was excited when I came here.
Yes. Well, now that you have a junior national title under your belt, do you think we see you maybe in some more Greco tournaments?
Oh, for sure. I love Greco, and I want to keep pursuing it. So it'll be fun.
No junior worlds this year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But what does being a junior national champion mean to
you? You know, it's been a long year for absolutely everyone with COVID and everything, and training hasn't always been what you usually would get, you know, and so it's competition. I haven't been able to get much. So this just proves to myself that I've been doing the right things, even when you don't necessarily get to see without competition, but you just have to trust in the process that you are doing what you need to do to be prepared. And it shows that I've done a good job, but there's still a lot more to build on. I mean, I was down 6-0, you know, a minute into that match. So always can go down, go back and break down what you did wrong and fix it. So.
Coming into this tournament, what were your expectations? Did you expect to end up on top?
I came here, you know, you always come expecting to do the absolute best you can do. And, of course, last time I wrestled in the junior world team trials the spring of my junior year. And I ended up losing in the blood rounds. And I wanted to stop time when I left. So it was just, I was in the hunt to go out and absolutely control every match I was in, and ended up being able to do that.
Yeah, well, you got your stop sign. You got a big one, too.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
Other small colleges shined in Greco as well. Wartburg had a pair of top 8 Greco finishers in the junior tournament. Matthew Doyle, originally from Independence, he took 6th at 72 kilos. And then Eli Pannell took 3rd at heavyweight. And then Buena Vista's Floyd Miller, he took 8th at 82 kilos in junior Greco. And then Nyack's Chase McLeish, another Iowa native, he took 6th at 87 kilograms in U23 Greco. All this to get to our final two Greco champs. Connor Nopik, a recent Iowa State signee, he won the junior Greco title at 55 kilos. Nopik from Millard South in Nebraska, 4-0, outscored his opponents 42-11. He was named the junior Greco tournament's outstanding wrestler. His title gave the Cyclones 3 on the weekend, joining Ramazan and Joel Shapiro. Nopik has been on an impressive run lately, guys. He was a senior level All-American last month in the same bracket that Alex Thompson actually won, and now he adds a junior national title to his still growing Greco resume. I know this is a guy that Iowa State very, very excited about adding to the program, and this weekend was just another reason reason why. Here is what he told USA Wrestling afterwards.
All right, Connor, we're live whenever you're ready. Congratulations on your title. I think you were wrestling in probably one of the deepest weight classes in the tournament. How do you think you performed today?
I think I did good. I accomplished what I came here to do to finally get the big stop sign after a long time of trying for it. And I can't say I wrestled perfect because there's always things you can improve on.
So a couple months ago, less than a couple months ago, you were competing at Senior Nationals. Mm-hmm. You ended up placing, you know, while being junior eligible. It's a pretty big feat. Can you talk a little bit about that tournament and maybe how it helped you get ready for this one?
That tournament, the main reason for me to go to that tournament was, you know, get ready for just this tournament. The plan was just to go, you know, get a better competition than I would at the junior level, go up to the seniors, wrestle with the big guys, the higher world tier level, the Olympic guys, and put it out there. And I ended up placing, competing really good. And I think that helped me get into the mindset of that I can come and win juniors. Seniors was a lot harder than juniors was. Not to, you know, talk down on any of my opponents, but it just added to me a thought harder than cadets, juniors, or anything like that.
So in the finals, you had Sullivan, who mm-hmm. was a two-time Junior Fargo champ, pretty tough mm-hmm. dude. I didn't get to catch the match. It looks like you won 12-5. Could you walk me through it a little bit?
First off of the period, you know, it was just tying in, going, getting into positions. And I caught the first passivity call, so I went down. He got the one. Really great lift by him. Threw me for four. It was an amazing lift. And then I knew I had to come back. He went for an arm swing. I came around, stopped it, got my two, got a gut. And then I got four and then the gut from me stopping his arm spin to his back. And then I, just trying to relive it.
No, all good. I know it's tough, especially just coming off.
And then went into the next period, and he caught the passivity call. I got my one, and then I went top and bottom. I think I got a gut or two. I can't quite say. I remember, but and then I got an elbow pin to the side, go around. For a two, and then a gut off that, and I think that was a match. At least I think so.
That sounds about right. If not, that was a pretty good almost recall. So you committed to wrestle at Iowa State in college. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 4 years of folk style, four or five mm-hmm. Or six, depending on Olympic years and all that. But do you see yourself pursuing Greco, you know, collegiately and post-collegiately potentially?
Yeah, that's I would. It's been a goal for a while. Just, you know, competing at seniors was that next step. Winning juniors was that next step to eventually get up to making senior role teams. And too bad I can't make a junior role team, but making senior role teams and then Olympic teams and plan just keep going on.
Yeah. So obviously no junior worlds this year, but you're still a junior national mm-hmm. champion. What does that mean to you?
And it hasn't really hit me yet, but I know it's a big thing, and that's what the whole plan was here to come and win it, and then be eligible for seniors, if I am correct, the senior.
Senior world.
Yep. Because I
team trials.
Yep. Be eligible for that. That was the major outcome of this, and so that's what happened, and it's awesome. Finally get the big stop sign, the one I haven't gotten yet.
Well, congratulations, Connor. Great tournament. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
Finally, we mentioned him earlier, and you'll hear from him now, Spencer Trenary, the South Dakota State heavyweight, who's originally from Clarion Goldfield Dalles. He also won a junior Greco title, earned him double All-American honors. He's just one of a few wrestlers to do that on the men's side across both the junior and U23 tournaments. Spencer, 8-1 overall on the weekend between the two styles, 5-1 in freestyle, 3-0 in Greco, and it was a dominant showing as well. He went tech pin on his way to the finals. And here is what he had to say afterwards. We know Spencer, tremendous Greco background. He was a double junior All-American when he was in high school as a senior. You know, I believe he was in the cadet Greco finals. He may have even won a title back earlier in his high school career. Tremendous get again for South Dakota State. I think at least, I think he's got tremendous upside. And he showed why this weekend with a double All-American showing. Here's what Spencer Trenary had to say. He caught up with USA Wrestling after he won his junior title.
All right, Spencer Canary, dominant day, tech fall and two pins. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. I mean, two of the matches were pretty quick. The first one wasn't, but, you know, got to get warmed up, so can't complain.
Yeah, so under a minute pin in the final, can you walk us through it?
Yeah, I went out there, and I mean, I live in the body lock, so that's what I was looking for. Start out, he has his body lock, but I'm able to get my double overs, clear that, and then I have my ties, and that was the match.
Awesome. So when's the last time you wrestled in a tournament?
In a tournament? Had been beginning of February last year, wrestling opens.
Have you ever had a break that long?
I don't think so, honestly. Like, not even when I like, broke my arm or anything like that. Like, there's never been, like, a big break like that before.
How about when's the last time you wrestled Greco?
That would have been in Fargo my senior year, so that was back in 2019. So that's been a minute, too.
Were you worried about rustiness on either occasion?
Honestly, no, because it's pretty much wrestle the same however I wrestle. You know, I'm looking for my ties, and it doesn't change that much. So I felt like I was pretty prepared.
Yeah. So South Dakota State had a pretty big contingent of guys doing Greco. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think we have a really good coaching staff that makes it clear that, like, you know, they're going to support us in what we do. So I think that's the reason why we had so many guys show up, is because, you know, the coaches know if we like to do something, they're going to help us do it.
Coming into college, was Greco something that you were interested in pursuing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really enjoy it. It sets up well how I wrestle. So any chance I get to do it, I'm looking to try and compete.
Yeah. So what's it like to have, you know, big tournament like this right before the start of the NCAA season?
I think it's pretty good, just because it kind of gives you a benchmark for where you're at. I guess guys that are kind of in your same age range, and it kind of lets you know, like, where you need to work on. So I think it's a good idea.
Coming into it, you know, what was your expectation?
I was definitely looking to win my bracket coming in. If not, just, you know, compete as hard as I can, but definitely looking to win, because I had an idea of who was in it and I thought I could succeed there.
Did you expect to be as dominant as you were?
I mean, I don't know if I expected to be dominant or not, but I definitely knew, like, if I get my throws, that's probably going to end the match, or hopefully it does. That's the plan going in. Yeah.
So no Junior Worlds this year, but you're still a junior national champion. Can you talk about what that means to you?
Well, partially it means, at least for once, I didn't have Colton Schultz in my bracket for first round match. That's what's happened the last few times I've wrestled UWW Juniors, so that was pretty cool. But besides that, I think it just means that, you know, I'm doing the right things, training right. So I'm very happy about that.
So having a guy that's as talented and credentialed as Colton, you know, in your bracket, and you're heavyweight, so
right.
Neither of you are going anywhere. What is that like? And you know, is that something you think about?
Honestly, it's kind of nice having someone like that in your bracket, because you're like, well, I know I'm going to be wrestling someone who's one of the best in the world. So if you do well against him, you know, even if you're not the guy, that means you're still getting better. So I like that.
So going forward, you know, it's kind of hard to say what's going to happen with COVID. But ideally, what do your next goals look like?
You know, I think we keep training. I don't really know, starter or not starter. That's not really something I think about a lot. It's just, you know, getting better in the room every day.
Awesome. Well, hey, congratulations. Great tournament. Great pin. And hopefully we're seeing you back on the mat soon.
Thank you.
Like I said, guys, lots of wrestling to follow in Omaha over the weekend, but it was a fun weekend overall. Wrestling has stormed back into action in recent months with dual style events, some tournaments here and there. The seasons are quickly approaching as well at the high school and collegiate levels. Colleges have already been practicing for quite a while now, probably for a month or better. And then the high schoolers here in Iowa officially started this week. Just one quick note before I sign off. I said this on Twitter earlier this week, and I'm going to say it again here. If you guys want a full wrestling season, high school, college, the Olympics, everything, please, please wear a mask and do your part. Please. The novel coronavirus pandemic is not going anywhere. And I know that there's great, great, great news on the horizon with the number of vaccines that are bringing back positive data. But many high schools couldn't start wrestling practice this week because they had to go with fully virtual learning due to the high positivity rates in their area. I counted upwards of 30. I'm sure there's more that I'm not aware of, or maybe I missed in my initial count. We need to get this coronavirus stuff under control, guys. Let's do our part. Wear a mask, use common sense, be careful. These seasons are already going to be different enough, but it would be absolutely gut-wrenching if these kids and athletes don't get a season because we're being too careless. We all remember the feelings from last March when the NCAA championships and Olympic trials were canceled because of COVID. Let's not do a repeat. The opportunity is there to compete and get a season in. Let's do our part to make it happen. Please, guys, think of the kids. We can do this. That's today's show. If you made it this far, whether this was your first episode or you've been with us from the start, thank you so much for listening. You can catch In the Room on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Spotify. So be sure to catch every episode on whichever one of those fills your podcast listening needs. If you liked what you heard on this episode of In the Room or in past episodes, do me a favor and hook me up with some kind words and some 5 stars in the review section. It makes me look good in front of my editors, and I would greatly appreciate the gesture. Don't forget to follow your boy on Twitter at Cody Goodwin. That's CodyGoodwin. You could drop me a line if you got any questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions. You can also just say, hey, what's up, hello, if you'd like. Be sure to also subscribe to the Des Moines Register for all your updates, news, and analysis on wrestling in the state of Iowa. You can find a link to do just that, as well as stories from this past week, in the show notes. That's all I've got for this episode of In the Room. Thanks again for listening. I will catch you guys again soon.
Wrestling, man. You know, stack some days up, some months, and put the best version of myself I can out there on the mat.